I'm reading from a book called Words That Heal Today. It's a book that I discovered from Cindy when she began her ministerial studies. She started reading from it. And it helped that Dr. Andrea had said that when Holmes was a youngster, there was only one book in his house. And so he just kept reading it over and over again, and that was the Bible. And so his terminology is seeped in Jesus stories. And here's what I chose for today. There is that which we must believe. There is also much that we must surrender. This is shown in the incident of a disciple who said he wished to follow the master, but first he would like to bury his father. The answer was a symbol of much that impedes progress, for Jesus said, "Let the dead bury their dead." We cannot live in our tomorrows or in our yesterdays. The mistakes, fears, and doubts of yesterday, we need not bury. They will liquidate themselves when they no longer find nourishment in today. That's key. They will liquidate themselves when they no longer find nourishment in today. That which we refuse to feed shrivels up and dies. So I take those words into prayer. Knowing, reminding myself that there is only one infinite divine presence, one infinite divine power, one love that goes beyond me and goes beyond you is the whole story. It is the whole ocean. It is the whole ocean. What do we take to that ocean? Do we take a thimble, or do we take a cup, or do we take a bottle? Previously, in that which I read to you, it talked about what Jesus must have gone through in order to believe his power, believe in this ocean, is he must have strengthened his beliefs from within. That each of us, that I, as I say these words for me, I say them for you, for all who are listening now or the now of a different now. As I say these words, I'm reminding myself how powerful they are. How the need to surrender, which is the theme of this month, is always to let go so that love can flow where love is meant to. These words remind me of the power and the awe of the sacred, of the divine that is ever present. That it's my beliefs that are key to my cures. As I say these words, my back lets go of its tightness. As these words go deeper into my soul, go deeper into the healing that I seek. This is why Holmes said, there is nothing to be healed, only the truth to be revealed. And this truth leads me to surrender everything, to surrender everything, and be present here and now, helping me move forward, allowing me to believe the depths of moving forward in spirit, that divine intelligence is always operating in, around, and through me, as me. It is as I believe, not when I believe or that I believe. As I am one with the divine, only the divine manifests. I am so grateful. I am so grateful for this knowing, for this teaching, for each of you, for each of me. And when I say each of me, it's each of those parts of myself that lead me or constrain me. So the other song that Tabor sang was about water and how it flows and just knows how to flow forward, not carrying from the past. As I said, I love these teachings and I am so grateful. And I thank you, sweet spirit, for I know as I submit these words into the law, they are so, and so it is.